ones, but that was made with flour.
Flour.
Yes.
This, I guess, just shaped about so big and then dropped in what they call in some places pot liquor.
Corn dumpling.
Yes.
We used hot water bread with that, didn't we?
Yeah, but we didn't cook
it
in
the
pot liquor.
You don't cook it in together.
He's talking about cooking together.
He's talking about.
Well, he said drop it in.
Drop it in and eat it. I've always done that.
But you were talking about cooking it, weren't
you?
In the pot.
Cooked.
Yeah. Well, now people did that, but we didn't do that.
A little bit crusty in that. I cook them separate.
Do they cook in pot liquor?
I don't know. Well, I have what the boys
done. I don't know about that.
They take those blinds down.
Listen, they're going to need some cloth, old rags of clothes to, you know, dust along.
You know, that's a shame.
You want me to find something? Get that old sheet out of the closet.
Tell this thing till they've got to prove their quality. You know, we've got along so good. And I've got some boys down there. They're about 40. They grew up on my place down there. They know everything to know about Chicago and St. Louis. And they're just as happy hens they can be anywhere in the world. I wouldn't take anything from them. I hope to feel that way by me. Just as get along as perfect as anything.
Well, I guess the tendency now is the reverse. There's a kind of reverse migration, isn't there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think very definitely. Well, I guess that's what the whole thing about, because we've integrated down here. They're not up north and not going to. And I think that's what the whole idea was, to fix them where they, I guess, to get it where they come back, like I was telling you, where we couldn't come to town and be so many of them.
Did you know that very few of the real parents rear their own children? They give them away. Did you know that?
I have.
Now, that's always been their style.
I had heard that with especially large families. Would you tell me more about that? How would the exchange take place?
Well, now,
would it be illegal?
Virginia down there, woman on the place down there.
Excuse me, are we talking about colored people?
Yes,
I see.
She has read, I don't know how many children that were not hers. People just gave them to her. Maggie's read 3 generations,
and
she's on the 3rd generation. And she takes them, takes them in, and I don't know why or how or anything, but they'll send her a little money, you know. They're good to them. They love them. Now, Virginia went to New York this summer to see about her daughter up there that had become diabetic and had lost both of her legs, and she went up there to nurse her. And I said, Virginia, I didn't realize she had a daughter up there. And she said, well, she's really just my foster daughter that she had just taken in. And she read her, and then she sent her child back down here to her, and she, Laura, too.
Yeah, and she read her.
And she read her.
Are there any legal arrangements?
Not unless the stamp programs could be given.
I see.
The food program.
But they've always done that.
I didn't realize they had done that, you know, that they rarely ever read
their own
children. I'll
tell you another thing that they had that they, remember, every nigger in any country would build them a picket fence around the house, around there.
Yes, garden.
Yeah. And burn it up that one. They use it for kennel. They would do it just as regular as they would fix that picket fence around and make a nice, neat job of it.